That brings us to the next section, which is symbolized by principle as truth and epitomized in this manner by transparency to the divine infinite calculus. I have to ask, how transformed is the microstructure of my being? Have I awakened well enough to allow every detail of its divinity to come into focus, every factor of its composition to be transfigured? Or am I still, to some degree, unaware of my ideal structure? To some degree, do I not realize that I'm a microstructure? How conscious am I of my real network? Can I recognize my correct coordinates, the true calculus of my being? Am I ready to relinquish all rights to the human structure that I've called my own? Banish the dreams of the material mental universe that would superimpose themselves. Can I secure myself within that symbolic celestial city, functioning as a contributing, productive member, a constructive participant within its spiritual society, fully transformed by its Christ science? That's in terminology, I know, but its principle being the truth of its own principle, therefore the Christhood of its own principle, therefore the Christ of its own science. And really, have I allowed that transformation ability of the Christhood, of that principle, of that science, to work upon my being to the degree that it has transformed the whole of my being, the whole microstructure of my being? Can I appear then as a transfigured microstructure, coordinating and operating in a society of microstructures within the macrostructure of being? I realize that these terms are not usually used in the science of being, but they are absolutely appropriate to the place value. I really have to apply scientific obstetrics at this point and be so open to the birth of the transfiguration of my own microstructure. I have to really desire with all my heart for that to come into being, to allow the alteration of my structure, to let the divine force of the universe accelerate me to the point of ultimate transformation, once and for all leaving behind the grosser skeleton of my dreams. Therefore, I have to really want only divine configurations to manifest within me. To transcend the invalid networks of all the false relationships, the false organization that would bind me back to an earthly form. I just have to want to be transparent to the divine infinite calculus. And if I desire that deeply enough, then I will let the law of life, truth, and love, I will let the law of divine impulsion, I will let principle as truth at that point impel itself upon my being. I will let the gestalt of the heavenly macrostructure translate itself to the microstructure of my being. And let this operation occur so scientifically, so efficiently, that not an element of my inner calculus is left untouched, but willingly finds itself transformed in the image and likeness of its divine principle. I just get an image here, and I hope I can communicate that image, of every single little facet of my individual microstructure being energized. And being energized to such a degree that it all is able to transform. It's just all able to transfigure the form. It takes all of that collective energy within the structure to actually transform the whole structure. So I just get these little starbursts in my mind. And those little starbursts really representing all of the facets of my inner structure, every gate of my structure, every major and minor facet, every coordinate of my structure. And if each are given life, if each are given energy, if each are given expression by that principle, then whoosh, they form a whole, a divine whole coordinate that represents my individual microstructure. At that point, a transfigured microstructure. And therefore, it would let the form of my relationships be dominated by the character of the true structure of the infinite principle. So I'm just going a step further now. It's not only going to transform my individual microstructure, but it obviously simultaneously transforms the relationship that that microstructure has with every other microstructure. It is going to determine the coordinate, not only the inner coordinates of my individual microstructure, but the coordinates that my microstructure has with every other microstructure in the universe. Therefore, it is determining the relationship of my individual structure with the relationship of every other facet of its structure. Is that logical? Clear? Nevermore allowing me to relate in a manner inconsistent with the whole, but insisting that I integrate synergistically, where everything is working in collective cooperation. Is that okay? And I know that this is not only possible, but actual. When I get to this place value each time, this D place value, do you remember in the original little five-step exercise. This is the place value of truth, you know, life, truth, and love, but in all of it. It is the affirmation within me that this is not only occurring, but it's possible and it's actual. And that's really what's going on right here. When I say, I know that it's not only possible, but actual, for I am, in fact, heir to the kingdom of this divine principle. Heir to its structure, its system, its very science, thereby to the form of its organization, its network, its relationships. If I'm heir to the throne, I'm heir to the throne in this instance of principle. Therefore, I can and do affirm within myself all that it is. Its structure is my structure. Its system is my system. Its network is my network. The way it organizes is the way I organize. Its relationships, the ones it has created within itself, are the only relationships that I can create within myself and in relationship to every other microstructure. Its circuitry is my own, its cybernetics continually correcting the seeming errors of my calculus. Therefore, I trust that I will awaken in the heavenly city of this principle, there to find myself its willing disciple, its transparent microstructure working in cooperation with all the other factors of its being. And no magnetism can keep me from making this transformation, and no electricity prevent this quantum leap. For my ideal structure, my ideal system, is continually being affirmed within the consciousness of the one infinite principle. You can just hear the law in there. You can hear principle, right, affirming the consciousness of its own being, and therefore affirming the consciousness of every factor of its being, therefore affirming the consciousness of every microstructure within its being. If it's doing it, I can't be left out of that. It's not possible. It cannot help but do this, for it is ever conscious of the whole of its being, the whole of its universe. Isn't that wonderful? That there is an infinite principle, and that that principle is not a blind principle, but a conscious principle. It is conscious of every factor and facet of its universe, every factor and facet of its structure, every relationship that goes into comprising that structure. And it allows every microstructure within itself to equally be conscious of its own structure and conscious of its own relationships within and its own relationships collectively to every other microstructure in the universe. That principle confirms within itself only whole structures, only whole systems, be they macro or micro. We have to stop thinking that the microsystems are not whole systems because they're microsystems. Doesn't matter if it's a macrosystem or a microsystem, it's a whole system. It has every element within itself and all in the right relationships to each other. Each is a gestalt within itself. And then there's a macro that is a gestalt within the whole. That principle allows no negations or separations to occur, no irregularities, no warps, distortions, no facet to be diminished in any way. Therefore, I can't. That which I am cannot be diminished in any way. Cannot really be fissured or distorted in any way. Cannot experience the form of its structure to be imperfect or incorrect or erroneous in any way. But should an error of structure or system seem to appear, it is automatically corrected by the consciousness, which includes the calculus of this divine infinite principle. Isn't that wonderful? See, it is an error-correcting system. And on the level that we've been taking it, an error-preventing system. And so therefore, as it even creates new form within itself, it can only bring forth whole structures, whole systems, that are not only perfectly coordinated within, individually, but perfectly coordinated collectively and universally. And you see that it must do this. Which brings us to really the last position, that position that is symbolized by principle as love. That position that I have epitomized as by demonstrating the ultimate science, the science of being. Sound familiar? It's wonderful, because that something in us must have responded to this place value to have brought us in to the science of being. Because it's really principle as love. Principle's ability to interpret its own being, its own structure, through its science. And at this place value, I'm asking myself, have I transmuted well enough to fully embrace the science of the one being? Feels like a place of rest. Have I allowed it to chart the way toward my ultimate redemption, to gently escalate me from dimension to dimension? Or have I withheld my acceptance and caused the divine principle to enforce itself over my objections? You know, you can hear here principle as love, so you know it's an all-enforcing principle. It's going to enforce itself. Am I allowing it to enforce itself by imbibing its science and applying its science? Or am I going to let it enforce itself over my objections? It's going to do it anyway. Which has been my path? Science or suffering? If by science I will have rejected the limited hypothesis of other sciences and welcomed the explanations of its higher principle, have I? Or have I continued to nurture the theories of ages past, as the ultimate principle revealed the model of its being to its universe, could I recognize and accept it, anticipating the promise of my own, willing to prove whenever possible that I'm made in the same mold, that the model of its being is the model of my being? How revolutionary have I been able to be? The time for thinkers has come. The revolt is not a physical revolt. It's not a mental revolt. It's a spiritual one. It doesn't knock down physical bodies or mental bodies. It knocks down any obstruction that would hold back the full understanding of what it is, the full understanding of an ultimate principle. Therefore, I have to feel that I'm willing to be radical enough to let my prayers be molded by divine law, to let my investigations be spiritual, not material, celestial, not terrestrial, willingly accepting the conclusions as they come forth. I wish to obey the principle of this all-inclusive science, applying it alone to the enigmas that seem to appear. And how often we are tempted to apply lesser principles to those enigmas. But if we are really scientists with a capital S, we will be as loyal as the earthly scientists are to the science of their understanding. We will apply the principle of the science that we are aware is the science of sciences, the science of the one being. I pray to be open to the mutation of my own structure, the transfiguration of all my relationships within myself individually or collectively or universally. I wish to be open to the ultimate purpose and holographic positioning of the grid that makes up my being. You hear principle as love. Principle is the holography of its structure. It is bringing forth and impelling forth and bringing out the holography of its structure. So it must be bringing out the holographic positioning of each microstructure within its being, bringing out the special office of each microstructure of its being. Therefore, I pray to be a spiritual scientist, able to discover with accuracy my true position within the universe, the true model of the universe, therefore the model of that which appears to be the universe of my being as it integrates with the one infinite, supreme, ultimate universe. It's the ultimate in relationships. It is that supreme relationship of the microcosm with the macrocosm, of the individuality of my being with the individuality of the being of every other microstructure, as well as the ultimate coordinate, the relationship of my individual microstructure, microsystem, with the whole. And principle as love certainly would bid me to get my relationship clear with it, with the whole, to discover the true model of the universe, and certainly model myself after that kind, and certainly find my supreme coordinate in that model, in the model of principles, universal being. It's wonderful that I don't have to do it, that there is a divine law here, that it is impelling itself, that the love of principle is going to do that for me and for every other factor of being. It is going to save every factor from being out of place. It is going to replace it in holographic position. And so I have here, let the science of being bring to light the ultimate interpretation of the universe. Not to say that lesser interpretations have not been impelled by that science, and not to say that lesser interpretations have not been helpful or guidelines along the way, but to once and for all demand, and to let that principle demand, that only the ultimate interpretation of its universe come forth. Let it explain its origin, reality, and true identity, its intrinsic system and structure. And let that explanation, that revelation, be so adequate, so all-encompassing, that no part of the universe will be left in the dark to imagine what it really is or what its purpose is. We really have to get in touch with this, the principle of love, because otherwise, inadvertently, we're going to be out selling the science of being, and we don't need to do that. Principle is its own science of being. Principle is the love of that science of being. Principle is going to ultimately bring the interpretation of its universe to every factor of its universe. We don't have to do that. It is doing that. It is annihilating all the fabled structures of a lesser God, of a lesser principle. And here we are at that wonderful claiming place value again, in which we are affirming that the science of sciences is at work in the universe, that it will not let the counterfeit structures, systems, sciences prevail, but will extinguish them with the omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniactivity of the divine principle that supports it. This principle, this ultimate principle, is inexhaustible in its scientific efforts to maintain its basic integrity. It holds its universe in optimum condition. I don't have to do it. It holds its universe in optimum condition and will not let any part of its universe, including that which I am, ostracize itself from its boundless self-containment. I guess I could try to eject myself from that universe forever. But it would never work, because if principle is maintaining the optimum condition of its universe, it could not let any factor or facet disappear from its universe. It couldn't let any factor or facet be annihilated from its universe. Any factor or facet that is real, any factor or facet that it has conceived, that it has brought forth, that it has developed and delineated, that it knows, feels, and senses, is going to be maintained, sustained, held within its consciousness. It is ever going to be held within the infinite self-containment of its universe, of principle's universe. It's not going to let it get lost. So we might as well wake up from the nightmare, from the dream of thinking that we're ostracized and separated. We're not. We're not going to get lost. Why not enjoy where we really are? Because the principle of the universe is a principle of love. Its science is an all-embracing, all-ministering science of love. It can never curse. It only blesses. For that we can be very grateful and rest assured. That principle is not a destructive principle. That science is not a destructive science. It is a science of love that will never allow the annihilation of any facet of its universe. It will therefore wrought its miracles. Through its science, it will bring understanding and thereby absolve me and all from the mental, material, sensory structures of our dreams. It's going to demonstrate itself, isn't it? Releasing us at last to its safe embrace, to the self-containment of its womb, where it continually sustains and protects the character of the individual microstructures of its being. It sustains and protects the character of its macrostructure, where the subjectivity and the objectivity of the divine principle are found forever united in one grand and glorious being. Isn't that wonderful? We have locked in and thereby been enabled to experience the energy, the consciousness, and the unity, the infinite self-containment of that principle. Where it has moved, we have individually moved. As it has directed its collective calculus, we have responded individually and collectively. As it has embraced and integrated the systems within systems within systems, the structures within structures within structures, into an infinite macrocosm, an infinite self-contained macrocosm, all has been explained. All demonstrated, all ultimately saved from its belief that it could regulate itself independently. That is basically the prayer of principle. It is, in its own way, really a very simple prayer, a very quiet prayer, to let that principle be law unto our being, to let its law prevail, to let its order prevail, to let it reign supremely and ultimately in its own universe, therefore in the universe of my being, to let it govern apodictically, imperatively, absolutely, to let it regulate its universe as it sees fit, therefore regulating the macrocosm and the microcosm of its universe, maintaining the integrity of the system of its universe, and then letting that system operate, letting its cybernetics operate in the macrocosm and the microcosm, thereby not allowing any other method of cybernetics to operate, or a lack of cybernetics to operate, but allowing that system to be a self-maintaining system, allowing that universe to maintain itself, no black holes, nothing dying, a live universe, totally whole, totally healthy, a principle that is so conscious of every facet of its universe, so conscious of its structures, so conscious of the calculations of its structures, that it is constantly in a state of affirming its own divine infinite calculus, the wholeness of its universe, not allowing any factor of that universe to destabilize, not allowing any factor of that universe to self-destruct, but forever conscious of every factor in its wholeness, holding only whole systems within its consciousness. And those aren't independent whole systems. It has the ability through the love of its being to integrate those systems, systems upon systems, systems within systems, structures within structures, structures upon structures, in order to operate its own universe for the glory of its own self, its own being. It's really beyond us, I think, at this juncture, to know what the glory of that universe is, but certainly to get in touch with it, we must feel is crucial, because we certainly have found out that to be in touch with a lesser universe is not fruitful. The material universe, or the appearance thereof, the mental universe, it will disintegrate. It will dissolve. Not necessarily through what appears to be destructive human means, but ultimately the science of love will dissolve it by understanding. As each individual microstructure understands what it is and its placement within the whole, it will automatically demonstrate that which it is, demonstrate its place within the whole. Principle is saving its universe. Not that it knows anything about saving its universe. It just knows itself to have a self-contained universe where nothing has ever gone to sleep, nothing has ever gone ajar, nothing has ever been out of sync. And it loves its universe. And in that universe, we live and move and have our being. And won't it be fun to see what life has in store?